30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. I know I was one of them, am one of them. My hair has thinned. It has fallen out. It has been a very stressful predicament for me. So I want you to know that you're not alone if you're someone who is dealing with that. And there's a solution that you can trust to deliver results. Being someone that personally suffers from alopecia areata, it can be just devastating, especially when you're used to having hair. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I feel like you can see my thoughts. But being able to have something that can work like Nutrafol, it is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the five root causes of thinning: stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism through whole body health. My alopecia is stress-induced. A lot of people don't realize that it's it can be internal or external factors to be able to lose hair. So the fact that Nutrafol is trying to address them all is amazing, or they actually are addressing them all. Nutrafol has three unique formulas to support women throughout all stages of life, including postpartum and menopause. Each formula is physician formulated using natural, drug-free, medical-grade ingredients and consistently effective doses so that you can get the most reliable results. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improvement in hair growth for 6 months. That's like, to actually have those type of results, you have no idea how much that'll help restore you, because it can be just so sad when you're losing something as precious as your hair. More than 3,000 top doctors and stylists recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high quality solution for healthier hair. And I recommend it as well. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering promo code ARGUE to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time, plus free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code ARGUE. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Tanksley, also known as Angel Akita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel, That Chick Angel. And I'm joined by my husband of almost 15 years. We almost there, babe. Mm-hmm. The co-host of this podcast, my lover, my boyfriend, who I ain't seen in a while. Tell him who you are, baby.
I'm Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. That Heifer. Also known as Marcus Ain't On The Grill, Marcus Ain't On The Book.
That's you. Tell them about the podcast.
Another host of another podcast. This podcast is a weekly podcast that we do called This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. If this is your first time tuning in, just know that we talk about any and everything that we got dang feel like it. You understand me? We talk about relationships, religion, politics, families, you, us, everything. We don't care.
We're joined today by our magnificent, our phenomenal, our just ready to roll out whenever Patreon, beep, 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 in the building. We call them our immediate family, our angel wings, our tanks riders. They get exclusive content from us, early content from us, live mm-hmm. content. They're watching us holiday. Shoot this live. So they saw when our mics weren't working and went mute, they couldn't hear anything. They also saw that I forgot I had a meeting, so we had to stop the shoot altogether. So there's so many more. They more so see us mess up.
Yeah.
If you would like to see us not get it right.
The unedited version.
Yeah. If you want to see us not get it right all the time and laugh at us not getting it right for $5, you could go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. We also have other events. We just did a double feature in our Patreon. They watched The Lion King and Dreamgirls. We did a good sit down and talk with our live Wednesday with, where we get to actually meet you guys virtually. So there are a lot of events that we like to have. They got a early release of Crafts and Cocktails, which is a new show that I do on my YouTube channel, where you can also watch this on That Chick Angel TV and on Kev on Stage Studio streaming services. So many things they get. Yeah. You might want it.
Yeah, eventually y'all gonna be getting the early recordings of Let Us Tell It. That's another podcast to do with Greg Goosby.
Oh, y'all gonna go live?
I don't know if we're gonna go live.
Oh, so they just gonna get it early?
I think y'all might just be getting it
early.
Yeah,
but that's a good idea. They still working through some things.
On that one, I'm, believe it or not, I'm the more polished one out of the group.
He's a more, he knows more so quickly what will get him canceled.
What to say, what not to say. And, so that's saying a lot. Y'all know. Those that know me.
He be all over the place. We also have some really amazing sponsors. These are companies that partner with us. They sponsor the podcast that we would love for you to check out. If there's a service or a product of theirs that you have been considering, like if you need coffee, if you need to figure out how to do your shipping, if you're looking for a way to have fun, if you need some cute new shoes, bags, and accessories, or if you're losing your hair and you're a woman and you want to find solutions, these are things that the companies today that are sponsoring our podcast do. So we'll be telling you about Nutrafol, which we already actually told you about, Rothy's, Best Friends, Four Sigmatic, and Stamps later on in the podcast. So make sure you tune in, and when you support them and use our code, you're actually supporting us. So we greatly appreciate it. Check them out. So, oh my God, there was just so much. And I feel like we're going to do the outline, but for those of y'all who've been watching us for a while, this is the first episode we have shot together in a while.
It has been a while. I didn't even think about that.
We had to do two, virtually because our lives were crazy, but we also shot three episodes in advance thinking we were preparing not to shoot virtually.
And we still had to shoot virtually.
So that's why Marcus is, like somebody saying, a Patreon. He's out of practice out here. Stepping in front of my shot on certain.
Bring a little, something different. Keep everybody on their toes.
Is that what we need?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think we need nothing different. Lord help us.
Prepare for the abnormal and just expect the normal.
Okay. Well, all right then. I guess that's what we'll do. But, yeah, I'm glad to have my baby back. Yeah,
I'm in the building. Tank's in the building.
He's in the building. I'm back in the building. Been gone for 3 weeks. We really haven't. It's not on here, but maybe we should add it to our main topic. We really haven't talked about my experience. Have we talked about that?
What?
Being gone. Yeah, filming.
I feel like. Did we talk about it? I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't know. Patreon will tell us. So we're going to start off with the first segment that we call Tanksley Pride. So my Tanksley Pride story has to do with the fact that I just had my kids by myself for 8 days. And it was such a blessing. It was so good. I actually cooked for them every day, which is not normal. At least not anymore. Like, they got something cooked by mama every single day. I got them on a schedule that really worked, and they were just so accommodating is the way. I was just so proud of them because I always say kids are very malleable for the most part. There are some kids who aren't, and sometimes that is personality, sometimes that's a diagnosis, but regardless, my kids were very malleable with not having both parents in the household, which is what they're used to. I know that's not what some kids are used to. That's what my kids are used to.
And they've done it for an extended amount of time.
Yeah, they did it for a long time, and they just rolled with the punches. They allowed us. Y'all never missed the bus, did y'all?
Nah.
They made sure that they were moving in a fashion that we were able to get them on the bus every time.
They made sure.
When they with me, they did.
Oh.
And then they got to the bus, or they were moving in a way that we were able to get to the bus on time. They were accepting of they were taking showers at 5 o'clock. They were in pajamas by that time.
Oh, yeah, because you had one extra. I did it longer, but you had an extra thrown at you.
I had, because little Marcus is in play practice right now. So last week was a moment for me to just really sit in the fact of how blessed I am by the kids God blessed us with. They are just extremely well behaved. They are accommodating of their mother's dreams, of the way life unfolds sometimes. And I know that's not the case for everybody. So I just was just like, oh, y'all just so good. So that's why I surprised them with, we made pizzas On Friday, we made homemade pizzas just so, and they loved the surprise. Kai put 50 million pepperoni on his pizza, ate maybe two bites.
I should have known it was his because it was done neatly.
Of course it was his. Amar even really got into his pizza. He didn't eat it, but he put every topping.
Yeah, Grant, say, I put that in the trash yesterday.
Yeah, he ate every single, it was, I don't know. They were just great. I'm just so proud of my baby. Proud.
We were mentally in different spots too, because with me being in Kentucky, it was different from her being in Oregon and taking care. You know what I'm saying? It was just like we talked about that. Just the situation was it felt different from just me being gone me being gone back home in Kentucky. You know, helping out family versus you know her being there versus her being gone in Oregon. Not being around no family and me taking care of the kids and doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, yeah, I'm glad you had a good experience.
I did. I was just so proud of my baby.
I cooked two. I take it back. I did cook a few meals with them, but most of mine was ordering.
By the
time I would get back home and it'd be exhausted just from the whole thing, I'm like, nah, I ain't great cook for y'all.
Oh, yeah, no, I was in it. I was on it. I was like, give me the meal. Cook it up. Everybody was washed. Amar slept in his room the entire time.
Yeah, that's a shock. With me, it's easy to put him down, especially when Angel ain't around. But when she's around, like, you be the obstacle.
I had to lay down with him for, like, 3 minutes, but I wouldn't always lay down with him until he was asleep because I didn't want him to think that was necessary. But I would lay. He would ask me. He'd be like, put down. So I put my head down by his feet. Lay there for 3 minutes, and then I'd be like, okay, good night.
Oh, yeah. I ain't ever have to do that. I lay him down night-night. Night-night. Close the door and go on about my business.
I'm going to let you talk about it. I don't know. Do you have an already specific tank sleep pride story? Because I'm going to give you one if you don't.
Give me one.
I'm
curious.
Our late reader getting so good at reading.
I did not even think about that. Yes. He's so... one of our twins, he's like, we have one twin that is extremely traditional, a traditional learner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like a classroom type, picks up on stuff very well. The other twin is not. He's actually more like probably me and Angel.
Mm-hmm.
He's stronger at math. The other's stronger at reading.
Yes. And this child, he has dyslexia, so
yeah. We all got dyslexia. I think Kai's side might be, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's always, especially when they started going back to school in person, he realized how good the other kids were reading, and even his brother. And so that's something he always really works hard at, is he's always tried to read really well, something he's worked really hard at. Every single paper he walks past, he picks it up, and I see him reading. And lately, his reading has, like, excelled far beyond anybody else's expectations. Like, definitely mine. Like, I knew he would start picking up on it because we have him tutoring. He's going to. He's working on it extra in school. Does it on his own. But it's like Angel finally saw.
Yeah,
she's been gone. Like, it's really picked up since you left for Oregon. And so Angel had them reading passages out of a book that she's been reading to him. And she was just like.
Yeah, he did.
This boy, I'm like, yeah, he.
He did. You got to understand that at the top of first grade, he didn't even have full letter recognition. So there were still letters that he wasn't understanding what they were and what sound they made. Because that's just, as a dyslexic person, that is not the easiest way to learn the alphabet. It's not, for a lot of dyslexic people, it's easier just to remember how to spell a word versus trying to sound it out to spell it. So, like, learning sounds for him and learning how the letters, what letters look certain ways and how they sound is a huge, like, asking him to take the message from one side of his brain and then it do the Oregon Trail all the way to another side of his brain.
Yeah.
It's really difficult. So the fact that he is being forced to learn that way, because that's the way they teach it in school, and he's adapting to it, but he's also being given the assistance to support him in ways that he learns best.
Yeah, even far past, like, getting, like, the lowercase B's and D's mixed up, or, you know, which way the letters face, it's just getting over that obstacle to now, like, full out reading.
Yeah, and wanting to be given the chance. That's one thing his teacher said. She was like, he does not shy away from when I say, okay, who wants to read in class? And I, for me, as a mother to black boys, I remember that in high school and in middle school, how a lot of the black boys did not, unless it was like someone considered a nerd, a lot of black boys was not trying to be up in here reading. They were like, you're not going to catch me reading out loud because I don't want nobody to pick on me if I get stuck on a word. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would get stuck on words. I would get stuck on words as a substitute teacher. This is the way I would deal with it. If it was a word that I didn't think I'd be able to sound out, all right, here's a really great word. Who can read it? Who can tell me what this word says?
Put it on the kids. They like, chandelier, Ms. Moore.
Exactly. Yes, chandelier. I know a lot of you all might have said chandelier, but the way words work. So I am beyond. Oh, go ahead. This is your Tanksley Pride story.
No, go ahead.
I'm just,
God dang.
You didn't even have one. Ooh, you should always.
I was just curious of what yours was.
What was yours going to be?
I was just talking about being back around them and how happy I am. And they see
you were going to take mine.
What you mean take yours?
That's what I was talking about, being around them. How amazing.
You were around them and starts talking about how happy you were of taking care of them alone, where I haven't been around them for a week because I'm not used to being away from my kids, unlike yourself.
Oh. Listen, okay, so Influencer Tank is about to come up on his 1 year anniversary of being an influencer.
Who is it at? Next month? Yeah, on the 27th.
Influencer Tank is about to hit his one. He acting like he been around all this time.
Hey, every day. Every single day.
Every single day. Them 2 hours they were awake before he.
Yeah.
And then weekends when he was not wanting to do nothing.
Day. They ain't never had to go weeks and months without being around me.
Whatever.
That was my original. But yeah, him, when she, I never had him like read when I was, we were both reading that book to him. I never had him read it aloud, but I wasn't surprised. But at the same time, it was good to hear him because even like yesterday, he picked up a receipt. I don't know what it was for. He flipped it over to the back to the return instruction.
He was like, here we go.
Sitting there studying the back of every receipt. I was like, all right.
Well, this would be a good time for us to talk about our first sponsor. Listen, April is Earth Month, and that means a lot of us are going to be giving a little extra thought on how we treat the planet. I know we in our household, we have boys that are very conscious of their impact on the planet, of their carbon footprint. We take recycling seriously in our home. We take reusing things and using reusable things very important in our home. So that is one reason why we actually love Rothy's. It allows us to put our morals at the forefront of how we spend our money. Rothy's is not only great for the planet, because that's what I said, it's Earth Month, but it's also good for your feet, honey. Rothy's shoes feel like they have actually already been broken in on your feet. But let me tell you, other than them being amazing and being cute and being stylish, how they're able to help the planet. Everything Rothy's makes is better for the planet. They've repurposed millions of water bottles into their signature thread that goes into every one of their products. Plus, Rothy shoes, bags, and other essentials are made of less wasted fabric, and they're designed to be durable and washable for a stylish fit that lasts. The clothes you wear every day shouldn't just look great, they should make you feel great. And that's exactly how you'll feel knowing Rothy's help keep ocean-bound plastic out of the water. Truly, it is truly amazing that they're using repurposed water bottles, because you can't tell. It don't feel like you're walking around in a water bottle. It feels like you're walking around in luxury, because that's what Rothy's is bringing. So they're sustainable. They have sustainability, which is great. They're comfortable, which is even better. They're washable, which top tier. Come on, throw them into the washer. You ain't got to worry no more. And they're durable. I wore mine all on tour last year, and let me tell you, they still look amazing. You can't tell I done been through 30-some-odd airports. Actually, more than that. It was like more like 60. You can't tell. I put miles on them shoes. So when you're wearing Rothy's, your footprint feels lighter than ever. Get $20 off your first purchase today at rothys.com/argue.
Argue.
That's rothys.com/argue.
Argue.
Now we're going to go on to one of my husband's favorite segments. Yes, because you took it over. It wasn't supposed to be this, but you were like, it's going to be this.
Let me explain.
We're going to do hot Tanksley takes.
Hot Tanksley takes. So this is something, yeah, it was supposed to be like a quote-unquote unpopular opinion, but because I have so many, now we introduce a segment, Angel says a random industry or thing, and I just talk about something that I hate about it. And so far it's been a success.
Yes, but you just cut me out of it.
You introduce it.
Who said it? I don't want to do
my own segment. You do most of the talking.
That's not by choice. You could talk more.
No, I can't, because we would just be talking over each other.
No, I only talk so much to make sure that talking is happening. Okay, I'll stop talking.
Give me the subject. See if you can not talk through this.
I'm going to slap the crap out of him. The topic is pillows.
Really? You going to throw something at me that easy? Look, I like necessary pillows. I don't need to be removing 1,500 pillows from the bed just to lay down. I hate decorative pillows. If it's not utilitarian, get it out of here. Burn it with the bras and panties during a protest.
Every pillow has a function.
No, it don't. No.
Yes, it does.
Other than just looks. If it's just there for looks to get rid of, even especially on a couch.
Why is looks not important? Bed, you pillows, like for me to look good?
You can look good. You look better without clothes, not a whole bunch of stuff on. Look, with pillows, it's like, I don't care all the colors and all this. Like our bed, I don't know, it's California King.
It looks
King.
Amazing.
So it's like over 6 feet. It's like 6.5, almost 7 feet long. The first 3.5 to 4 feet is pillows. From the headboard to past the middle of the bed. Right now.
It's not.
Right this goddamn
it's,
second.
It's what?
Pillows.
What about it's past the headboard to the what? What's
from the headboard to almost past the half part.
You are such an exaggeratory person.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
And then there is so many that they mound up to the headboard. They ain't like they just back to back. No, it's like a pile of them.
I got thicker.
Ain't nobody laying their heads on these pillows.
I have. When you were gone, I used it to like hold me close.
How many?
I didn't take any of the pillows.
What you do
though?
With the other 3 tons of pillows?
I didn't take. First of all,
when you came home,
how many extra pillows do we have? How many decorative?
Got 1, 2, 3, 4. How many?
I want you to tell me.
Probably 11.
No.
11 tons of pillows. No. They were dumped at the house. They had to remove the roof.
No.
And dump the pillows into the bedroom and put the roof back on.
We only have 7 decorative pillows.
Listen, 7 decorative pillows.
Let me explain what it is. And the only reason why it feels like a lot is because the ones that are the king size pillows, I got them big fluffy inserts. I could have gotten flatter inserts. I'll give you that. But that's all I'm giving you. So the way
me
and Mark.
More pillows. Because if they were flat, you would just get more to fill up the space.
The way we sleep. Me and Marcus sleep with 2 pillows. But our pillows are flat. They don't really give any, you know, je ne sais quoi. I don't even think that's a word that I'm supposed to use right there. But I use it anyways.
Je ne sais quoi.
They don't give us a je ne sais
quoi.
Then I cover those with pillows that are the same length. But they're fluffier, but they're covered in velvet, huh? A velvet pillowcase, which is fire, sexy. So there's 2 of those covering the pillows we sleep on, because sometimes my pillows got makeup on it. Marcus's pillows are like a thin crust pizza. They're just very thin. It does not give any zhuzh. Then in front of that, I wanted to add other like square velvet pillows that goes in front of it. Then black velvet pillows in front of those to give it some dimension in new color. And then just 1 small velvet square pillow in front of that.
You sound like a freaking lunatic right now explaining these pillows.
I don't sound like a lunatic.
No, you do. Because it's like absolutely a woman. Ridiculous. Nobody needs it. Who is these pillows for? Do you really have to get?
I love the way it looks. I think it's beautiful.
Now the pillows have to be. I know when you came back, you saw that all them pillows was laying on her side of the bed on the floor.
They were.
The wall.
They
in
were.
The mattress.
Uh-huh,
I was like, I ain't got to deal with that. I can pull that sheet up, put my pillow back, and I'm good to go. Or pillows. Because, you know, you need 2 because 1 thick one might be too much. You know, so you need it's levels to it. You never
uh-huh,
know.
See, you crazy.
I ain't crazy. It's 2 pillows I use. And 2 that I would prefer to be on the bed other than your 2. That's 4. Not 12. Or 11. What's that? Yeah, 11 dead goddamn pillow. Really?
Really? What are you? What is your point, though?
You don't need island pillows. It's ridiculous.
It looks pretty to me.
Put a picture of pillows. Drape something down in front of the goddamn mat. Front you of the would bed to make rip it look like that. Pillows.
Speaking of drape something in front of the bed, put the mirrors up.
Oh, yeah, I was supposed to do it. I was supposed to do it today.
You were supposed to do it yesterday, oh, sir.
Okay. Yeah, the mirrors are going to get put. No, get rid of two pillows and I'll put up the mirrors.
Oh, no, that's not the deal.
Why you got to need all them pillows?
Why can't I have them? I think it's so pretty.
Even in the living room, we got too many pillows.
In the living room?
Where all the green furniture is.
I don't mind getting rid of some of those pillows.
Bet.
Those came with the couches.
Bet. We're getting rid of some of them. Anyway, decorative pillows are trash.
Let us know what y'all think in the comments. Do you agree with me or agree with him? I think decorative pillows have a purpose.
They got to be looking
Marcus
pristine.
Likes us to live you know like we live in prison. No decor, just depressing. Oh, so you trying to take shots?
No, I'm not taking shots. I'm just saying, listen what I'm saying. Are you going to listen? Usually if you have stuff on the bathroom sink, you're going to be using it.
Yeah.
And if it has a place, it's going to have a place. Uh-huh. And if you're not using it, it should be up somewhere. That would be something that would be a big relief for me.
Well, you know what? If we lived in a house where I was given as much bathroom sink as another person in the house instead of this little small one,
I'm
not either. I'm saying why I personally agree but can't execute it. I have an undersink. This is something that a 12-year-old would need. Not a grown woman who tries new. Ooh, this feels like deja vu. Doesn't that feel like deja vu to you?
A little bit, but with that, I've heard this. This has been a thing ever since we had our first apartment. It ain't enough space. So then we moved into a house that was much bigger.
But the first apartment, with the first apartment, all of my stuff was put up, hair products. Was it not?
All right, now I'm just talking about it in general.
Well, you can't in general because it's not in general.
I'm only talking about the bed and the sink right now.
Well, first of all, I thought you weren't taking shots, but now it sounds like you're taking
Didn't
shots.
Did I just say you be talking too much? That's why I can't talk?
Okay.
Huh?
I'm going to slap you.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
From house to house, we've upgraded every single time. It's never enough space. Now it's not enough sink. But you want some of my sink?
No.
You sure? I can give you all kinds of sink. I got a scale up under there that can be thrown away.
No.
Some shelves that you bought that I don't need.
I don't want it.
I got some bathroom cleaner
under
there. I don't
want it. I'm going to get my bathroom redesigned.
Get it redesigned. We ain't doing crap, though, all right? Ain't nothing else getting built. Hot tanks will take on pillows. Decorative pillows are trash. I only need one or two.
I don't like you. All right. Moving on to our main topic. We've covered this before, but we can go into it again. A little bit. We actually have, but I think it's cool because we've got a lot of new people that now watch the podcast on a regular basis. And that's how to argue with your spouse. But somebody said that I did not talk about my shoot.
We've talked about it so many times, but we didn't talk about it in detail, I don't think.
I don't think I ever talked about it at all.
So what you want to do?
I think we'll do a little bit of both. Let me let the Patreon decide. This is the benefit of being a part of Patreon. Yeah. They're about to help us. Listen, they are giving me exclamation points and saying, no, I did not. She has not
Maybe
talked
it was
about
on the
it.
Vlog. You know, anytime we don't care.
No, they definitely said, I haven't talked about it on the vlog either. I think I've talked about it with you.
No, but they lying. They don't know.
Don't you talk about my Patreon like that.
Both. We got Tell Us Both. We haven't heard anything.
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Listen, Chris said Marcus is right. That's because Chris is a dude.
Nah, Chris is, you right, Chris. I'm right. He be paying attention.
Okay, so.
So let's talk about that, the shoot first. And then if we get time, we'll talk about how to argue.
Okay.
You should argue with the pits of your soul and just dig deep. And aim to hurt.
So it was very interesting, to say the least. I have shot pilots before out of the state. First time I ever did that, little Marcus was my only child. Both my mother and my mother-in-law met me out in South Carolina. So it didn't feel as crazy. I only left Marcus back in California to work, and my baby was with me. So anytime I was able to soon as I was done with work, I was able to come back to him. So it wasn't crazy. So this was the first time outside of the tour. But again, it wasn't consecutive days that equaled 3 weeks with the tour. Yeah. So going out there and feeling like I was putting on my big girl panties because I didn't know anyone, not a soul from the production, not a PA, not an actor, not a writer, not a producer. I don't even know the network that well. I was just like, okay, okay. And for those of y'all who don't know my story, I have been let go of from some of the finest, networks. Some people will never get a chance to be fired by Fox twice. But I have. So I have a lot of anxiety when it comes to booking pilots because things have gone haywire for me. And I felt like they were out of my control. But it's hard for me not to be thinking, okay, what should I do? What can I do? Yeah. So the first day was the table read. And this is where I got to meet the cast and the producers and the writers. Hadn't met any of them. Usually back in the day, I would go to the audition and I would meet all of the writers and the producers there and the network execs. They would be in the room. So your nerves, you already got diarrhea because you're so nervous because it's like they watching you. Now because of COVID, I film it on my own. I filmed my audition actually in the room next to me or in the podcast room where we do is Here's the Thing. And they were like, we're going to use that as your audition for the. So I've never seen these people, never talked to them. Mm-hmm. Everybody was really fun. I was nervous. I stumbled over my words. One word during the thing. And I was like, oh, God.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. Before I went, though, I said, I am going to be dressed like money. So y'all see this rich auntie, if you're watching me right now, you see, do you like my outfits that I've been wearing? Yeah. I feel like this is part of the vibe that you were hoping that I would dress like when we started dating.
Instead, I got a hippie.
I was so proud of me and some of my outfits. I was like, Marcus would really like me in this. It was well put together. I met the guy playing my son. His name is Bentley Green, who looks like he could be what Kai is going to look like when he gets older. Really funny country boy, really confident. So that helped because he'd been working since he was on the Ellen Show when he was 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I said, oh, okay, so you just used to this. He improvising and stuff. I was like, that's not the words that say on the paper. And you just going to say it? Really nice. Jama Mays, me and her have the same manager. We got to meet for the first time. But when all boils down to it, I was lonely because I didn't kick it with none of these people when we weren't working.
Yeah.
If I wasn't talking to my husband or talking to a friend, I was in my room.
Yeah, we talked a lot.
We talked a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I so appreciated it.
You're welcome. That's something I work hard at because I don't like being on the phone, especially FaceTime. But I know the position that she was in. So I was just like, all right.
I mean, he really, really, excuse me, he really talked to me a lot, and I just was so grateful. He FaceTimed me. Marcus does not like to FaceTime. He don't like none of that.
None of it.
And he FaceTimed me multiple times in the day. Like, I was just like, oh, my God, my husband. He'd be like, I noticed, and I was just like, I'm going to eat this up. He called, what you do? I'm doing nothing. I'm sitting in my room. I ordered some food, and I didn't go nowhere. Here's a reason. The reason why I didn't go anywhere is this. I'll tell you right after a message from our sponsor. Y'all, we can get so serious in life that we be putting off fun that we could be having, right? We just like, oh, no, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do this. It's taxes time. I got to do my taxes. I got to do all these things. But sometimes you just need to go ahead and give yourself the fun. Give yourself permission to have the dessert. Give yourself the fun to go on a trip. Give yourself the fun just to play a fun game. And that's why I'm so excited that Best Fiends is a sponsor of today's podcast. Best Fiends is an exciting puzzle adventure game that you can have fiendish fun anywhere, anytime. I absolutely love to use Best Fiends as a way for me to unwind, as a way for me to kind of escape from my sometimes daunting daily responsibilities, because sometimes I need that reset, okay? It adds some joy to your daily routine. With Best Fiends, the puzzle adventure games, you won't be able to put it down. I absolutely love playing it while I'm traveling. Y'all know I was out of the state, away from my family, for about 3 weeks. And a lot of that time was downtime. And I was just like, there was nervous energy that I was having about filming my show. And I was just like, you know what? Let me just have some fun. Let me chill out. I was over there killing slugs, killing little monsters with my little fiend friends that all... The characters are so cute, and I love coming up with quick strategies. I'm a person, I don't want no word games, honey. I do not want none of that. I want to be able to attack some stuff with little puzzles. That's me. That's what I like. And if you're like me, you're going to like this. So Best Fiends is a free-to-download mobile puzzle game with thousands of exciting levels for new adventure and challenges every time you play. There are dozens of unique fiends to collect so that you can customize your team of fiends to defeat menacing slugs. Power up your favorite fiends to new levels for even more powerful skills and watch them transform as they get stronger. With off-play, you'll never be stranded without fun, even if you lose your internet connection. Excuse me, that's offline play. Brand new events and challenges pop up all the time, year round. So you can always have a chance to earn exclusive in-game items, characters, and rewards, okay? So you've earned your fun time. Go to the App Store or Google Play to download Best Fiends for free. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Now, listen, everybody should start their morning off the way they want to start it off. And for a lot of people, that is with a fresh cup of coffee. Well, if you're going to start off with coffee, you should start off with the best one that really is about your wellness and just making you feel amazing. Four Sigmatic Mushroom Coffee is real organic fair trade coffee with lion's mane mushroom for productivity and chaga mushroom for immune support. It's either chaga or chaga. I don't know, but it's good for you. So I absolutely love that we have this to be able to share with people who visit us, because we have some strong coffee drinkers, not only in our family, but in our friends. So when they come to visit us, we like to give them a bit of a posher experience, an LA experience, where everything is about being well. Everything's about, you know, productivity. Well, we ain't giving them none of that cheap coffee. When I mean cheap, is like made with cheap ingredients, not made with the best standards. That's why we love to give them Stigmatics Mushroom Coffee. All four Stigmatics products are organic and plant-based. Plus, every single batch is third-party lab-tested to ensure its purity and safety, so you know you're getting the highest quality coffee and mushrooms possible. Plus, they're also really good for your gut, and you won't end up with that midday crash or feeling that awful jittery feeling. Now, I know most of you probably thinking, does it taste like mushrooms? I can guarantee you it tastes just like coffee that you'll love. It's dark brewed, nutty, and tastes incredible. Over 20,000 five-star reviews. And best of all, Four Sigmatic backs their products with a 100% money-back guarantee. Love every sip or get your money back. We worked out an exclusive offer with Four Sigmatic on their best-selling mushroom coffee. And this is just for Is This Going to Cause an Argument listeners. Get up to 40% off on mushroom coffee bundles. To claim your deal, you must go to foursigmatic.com/argument.
Argument.
This offer is only for the Is This Going to Cause an Argument listeners and is not available on their regular website. You'll save up to 40% and get free shipping. Oh, yes. Just go to foursigmatic, which is spelled foursigmatic.com/argument.
Argument.
Go right now and fuel your mornings with some delicious mushroom coffee. So the reason why I didn't go out with them is because, one, I didn't know where they were at. I knew they were in the hotel.
Yeah.
But I didn't know, like, my schedule. I only had 2 shoot days. So I didn't know their shoot days. I didn't know their schedule. The woman that was around my age, she was there with her husband and son. The other cast members, they're really young. They were in their 20s. Not to say I can't make friends with 20-year-olds, but it was still just kind of like, it's not my vibe. You know what I'm saying? So I really didn't have anybody to hang out with. And two, it's COVID. like, there really wasn't many places we could go because we had to kind of be in our own bubble. Because if one of us got COVID, that person is then being fired.
Yeah.
So it was just like, well, I'm safe in my room. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to lose my job trying to hang out. So, I do my costume fitting. That was nerve wracking, but they were really sweet. It's weird because they want to accommodate you and they want you to be happy in your looks. But me as an actor, I'm like, what I won't ever be is difficult. Yeah. So, you know, trying to be honest and being like, well, I ain't trying to be frumpy. I'm at my biggest weight. I'm at my heaviest weight, I should say. I'm at my biggest size other than being pregnant. So, but I'm cool with my size. I'm not like, oh, no, I wish I was on camera thinner. Y'all going to get all of this weight. Y'all going to get all these thighs, this gut, all of it in this show, at least for the pilot. So trying not to be too, like, I really would not want my character to wear this, but letting their vision shine through. I got to show. Did it feel more real when you got the picture of my their board that they made for me? Or was it just like, oh, okay.
No, I feel real as soon as you left. Like, it.
It felt real to you once I?
Yeah.
Really? It did
like
not.
Right away, it felt real to me. Like, I know you in a different position, but yeah, it wasn't.
I was just like, when I saw that board with my headshot and then all these looks for me, I was like.
Yeah, I could tell that was a big moment for you.
I was like,
oh my God, look at this. I'm like, yeah.
I'm going to make sure I put that picture up in Patreon. I'm going to show y'all the board.
I was going to say, you put it up right here.
No, it's just for Patreon. I was like, y'all went shopping for me. The images of these women y'all picked is because y'all felt like I could embody what you saw in these pictures. Mm-hmm.
You solely, not.
Yeah.
Well, this is a general, like, we made, that was custom made for Angel.
Yeah, that was crazy. But they were really neat. My wig, the hair is always a big thing. So I ordered a very expensive wig, got it dyed, got a ponytail dyed. And let me tell you about white folk. Gotta love them. They love a black woman with big curly hair. So I'm trying to get them to do this sleek ponytail. Well, y'all saw me in the vlogs. I was brushing it out, but that ponytail is actually, when it's wet, it's just really cute, tight curls. I was trying to get them to allow me to wear that. They were like, no, we want the afro. Yeah. They said, we're open to anything. And when they saw the afro was a... option, they were like the afro.
Yeah, they want the big afro, curly hair, or the struggle fro.
They said, we want the afro with the side part. They were specific. Yeah. I was like, y'all ain't open.
You want your hair to show up coarse.
But they were sweet, and they blessed the Lord. The head of the hair department was a black woman. So that felt good not to have to explain a bunch of stuff. And she also understood, like, I be in my own hair. So she was like, you want to put your unit on? Yes, yeah. I do.
The conversation you was having with them before you left, like the whole do's and don'ts, and Angel giving a whole story about her hair and how she feels and at the end of all that. I know it sounds like I'm difficult, but I'm truly not.
I really was.
Went through all of this detail for like, finally, I was on the phone for like 15, 20 minutes.
And I did. I was like, don't put anything alcohol-based on my hair. These are the only products you can use on my edges. I need this type of comb. I need this type of thing. I don't like heat. You do not put heat on my hair ever, ever, ever. Like, it's very, I was like, I got alopecia, so we got to be real sensitive with my hair. I don't like people up in my, and I was like, listen, I'm not trying to be difficult, okay? I have gone through with my hair, and I need to be nice to it. So she was really understanding. She did really good with the hair, and she was like, we're going to get a new wig for the show, because I was just like, I don't want to look like Wanda Sykes. That was my biggest thing.
That's the look they was going for. Can we make that fro a little smaller?
Oh, my God.
More blind.
Because that's what it was. We had to stretch them curls out because they were out of the curl pattern that is my hair, and I had to go to one level tighter. And I was like, oh, this is giving Wanda Sykes, especially once we dyed it. And I was like, I don't want to look like Wanda Sykes. Love her to death. Just did not. That wasn't the vibe that I was trying to give. And again, every time I showed up to set, I was stepping on their necks. I'm talking about luxury shoes every time. Is it red bottom? Huh? Is it Gucci? I don't know. Is it LV? Please look and see. So I definitely gave them the vibe, because every time they were like, wait a minute, is that Mayor Wendy's outfit or yours? I was like, no, come on. You see me. God bless you. You see what I'm bringing. Of course it's Angel. Oh, God bless you, baby. So the first day I shot.
I was going to say, see, I only have select options when it comes to shoes. But go ahead. What were you saying?
You mean.
Just the next shot. Just stop. No.
You mean between your Gucci or Ferragamo or Red Bottoms.
That's the only three you can name.
God bless you. Your Jordan. Your Jordan Retro 4-1.
Jordans are not.
Yes, they are. Anyways.
Stop saying that.
Anyways. Day one. I'm with most of the cast. This is when Mayor Wendy is introduced. And I don't feel as confident that I'm giving what needs to be given.
Mm-hmm.
I am just
off
like
of instruction.
It was just like off my performance. I was just like, I don't know if this is funny. Y'all, I watched my audition tape. And once the show gets picked up and everything, maybe I'll show y'all my audition tape. I was like, this is nothing special. I know when I'm killing it. Yeah. That audition tape, I was like, anybody could have done this. Why did they like this? It was not like, So I was really just like not feeling confident because I was just like, why? And they kept saying, you know, we loved you so much because you can just find the joke everywhere. You just lightly hit it. And I was like, is that what y'all think? Because I did not see that. I saw a very boring audition. So I'm not feeling the funny. There was like a couple of moments that I did that were funny. And even the extras were like that were around. They were kind of like, oh, it's so funny watching you do that. And I was like, okay. And then feeling myself slip on words. Ugh.
You was all in your head.
Oh, my God. Vivid description. Those two words together. You might punch me in the face. So I was just like, right. So I'm little. And that's the day I meet the executive from CBS and the executive from Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. So one thing I've never been good at, what I'm trying to get better at is networking. That's really important in this career. Me nor Marcus are good at it. It's a shame. I don't think either one of us are good at networking.
I don't think I've been in the environment. Have I?
Not really. You don't like people, so that makes That's it true. Very difficult for you to be a good networker.
People be around. It's like probably be a real good collaboration to do some work with. It's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so's over. All right.
Yeah. Marcus will sometimes give off the energy like, please don't come up and talk to me. And so,
yeah, I think if I was in a position to where that was the purpose, but when you're networking, a lot of times those, you're rarely in that type of environment. It's like, no, networking is always on. It's like in passing or at like a function that doesn't require that and just opening up conversation and developing rapport.
Listen, my very good friend, Breisha Webb, who is very successful, she is super duper talented, super fun. I think a big key to her success, however, is that I don't know nobody that networks better than that person. Breisha will make everyone feel like they are a long lost friend. They are her best friend. Mm-hmm. And she remembers their name. Y'all already know everybody booty tay to me. I'd be like, who is you?
And I will
you?
Make you feel like you're alone and lost.
Yes. And in this business, that's your biggest skill set you can have is networking for people to remember you and you remember them. So I was like, Angel, you might not have given what you wanted to give in front of that camera, but you about to give it your all behind this camera. Hello, how are you? Luckily, the Warner Brothers woman came up to me because Breisha told her about me. This is how good she is at networking.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, the woman Breisha had posted about me getting the job. The woman was like, oh, that's my show. And she was like, oh, my God, my sister's on the show. And so the woman came up to introduce herself to me. And I was like, oh, great. And somebody was like, did you meet the dude from CBS? And I was like, no, where is he? And so I was like, how you doing? What you up to? He was like, oh, my parents were mayors of their town, of where they grew up separately. I was like, really? I was like, where are you from? He tells me where. I said, oh, my friend is from there. I was like, let me figure out what town. And when I see you tomorrow, we will discuss that. So I'm like trying to make sure I'm giving the juice. Like, you going to remember me. I'm going to make y'all laugh. Y'all going to be like, oh, my God, we just need to work with her all the time.
Now, I have gotten better, though.
Yeah,
like being more open with people or being more willing to have a conversation.
You have. Oh, yeah. No.
I was sitting here thinking like, No, I didn't feel like talking to none of them people, and I did.
You've grown by leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, a moment I forgot. They do a hair and makeup test, right? Mm-hmm. Where they do your makeup, they do your hair, and they put you in costume. They take pictures of you, send it to the network to approve these looks so that they feel like that how they are styling you is representative of the character they envisioned. So they gave me a my brain just shut down. They gave me this like extra script they wanted me to shoot just for publicity, right? Mm-hmm. And they were like, they didn't give it to me until the day of. They were like, we kind of want the mayor to introduce the town to everyone. And this is just extra stuff that we'll give. We're going to put you in front of green screen and I was like, okay, so this was going to be the first time I acted as Mayor Wendy. So this is before my first day shoot. And I was like, okay, all of the crew is there. The actors are there. And they're like, Angel, we're going to have you shoot this in front of a green screen. They give me the lines that day. It's a whole page of lines. I was like, oh my God, today. Ooh, Jesus. And he was like, I am so sorry. They should have given you this before. I can't believe it. Da, 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 da. I memorize it in my trailer. Takes me about 20 minutes. And this, we had time. And so they were like, okay, whenever, and we'll have cue cards. I was like, yeah, cue cards will be great. There's about, I want to say 40 to 60 people on set.
And Angel, it's like this. This is what it sounds like. Quiet. All eyes on her.
Everybody, all eyes on me.
I've been like on set with similar situations with Angel, not being on, you know, on camera or whatever, but I could only imagine.
So when I tell you, I came out of the gates just on fire. So that is that moment of just being able, first of all, they were like, wait, you really memorized all of that? And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, it's a lot, but if that's what you need, I'm going to give it to you.
Memorize some stuff.
And the fact that they were laughing, they were trying to be quiet because you could hear everything. And so when they would take the dude playing my son was like, yo, you're hysterical. And I was like, thank you. And so I'm getting like more comfortable, like doing things that I think is funny. Mm-hmm. Random stuff with my hands. Just random, like ending a statement and being like, and closing in prayer hands. He was like, that is hysterical. Do it again. And I was like, okay, all right. We did.
So doing your funny and not their funny of, he want you to do this. It's like, let me shine in this.
Well, it was me feeling confident that my funny, they would find funny.
Right.
So that was great. That moment was great. Then the first line, the first day with lines for the show was when I was like, oh my God, you're digging a hole, Angel. So my last day of shooting, y'all got canceled. Because of a goddamn snowstorm.
Last day of shooting, supposed to fly out the next day.
Yes, was supposed to fly out the next day. It got canceled, okay? And I will tell you why after a word from our next sponsors. Y'all, we got to save money. In today's economy, we can't be playing games. You need to save your money. And if you got a small business, inflation isn't doing you any favors right now. It's harder than ever to stay profitable. Now, if you're looking a way to cut costs, mailing and shipping is a great place to start. Simply use stamps.com to mail and ship and get access to exclusive discounts and great rates on shipping from USPS and UPS. It's an easy way to keep more money in your pocket. Stamps.com is truly easy to use. You just get on the website. I actually just used it to ship. What was I shipping? Oh, I was shipping gifts to my mentees. My mama liked mentees. And I was able to weigh my stuff, tell them the dimensions of my package, choose what shipping carry I want. They gave me my rate. Boom. I printed off my postage and had it shipped off. It was really that simple. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer and get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS. And no matter what business you're in, Stamps.com can help you save on shipping. So, From selling, you can sell on multiple stores. It doesn't matter. Stamps.com seamlessly works with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and more. All you need is a regular printer and computer, no special supplies or equipment. You'll be up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. Start mailing and shipping with Stamps.com and keep more money in your pocket every day. Sign up with promo code ARGUE for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale and no long-term commitment or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Anyway, y'all, I was like, I woke up, I was excited. I was like, okay, so I'm getting ready. I've already packed. Yeah, I am
panned over, had all her stuff packed up, leaning against the door. Only thing I have out is my clothes that I'm going to shoot in tomorrow. No, the clothes that I'm going to fly out in, and then I'm going to see you. We all excited. Oh, we're going to go to Great Wolf Lodge. It's going to be this, isn't it? Not.
No. Snowstorm. Trees fail. Can't get to set.
First of all, what snowstorm?
That's what I said. This ain't no snowstorm. What is y'all talking about?
Said there was a little bit of snow like on the sidewalk.
I said, this, you done made this up. I was so disappointed. Hold up.
So it wasn't even the first disappointment. First disappointment was, oh, I got to shoot later today instead of whatever. Let's say it was 10 o'clock. Oh, they done pushed it back to like 6 o'clock or whatever the time was. And then it turned into, well, we probably won't be shooting today. Oh, today's what? What was that, Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah.
You won't be shooting until Thursday.
They pushed me to Thursday. They went from Monday to Thursday of me shooting.
And I was like,
mind you, I ain't got nothing to do. I sat in my room Monday to Thursday. I was like, Lord, Lord. It took a lot. And mind you, we had a death in the family during all of this.
So I was supposed to originally fly out on what, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yes.
That got pushed out. Taking the boys to Great Wolf Lodge, it was I originally supposed to be going as a family.
Right, right. It was, oh, it was so much. So
we saw each other for, what, 12 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Doing the kids switch off, and then I was in Kentucky.
I was just devastated. So I was just sitting in my room, just being like, all right, going to therapy in my room. Thank God for therapy.
Angela in there with an eye twitching.
Oh, my. I was so sad. I was so, so sad. Because I had, and I had talked to my therapist about showing up confident, showing up knowing that I belong there, showing up knowing that I had prepared to be there, knowing I was deserving, knowing that I had the talent and the skill to keep this job, right? Even though there were so many situations prior to that that had proven to my demise, I having to show back up again, believing that that wasn't going to be the case, right? And I really honestly was in a better headspace. I wasn't as nervous. I had to, because the fact of the matter is the chips are going to fall where they fall. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I just have to show up and do the job because they got to pay me. So I'm just going to show up, do the job. And if they're smart, they'll want me. And if they're not, they won't. So we go to shoot my big scene, my first big scene. This was Thursday.
This was on Thursday.
There are about 100 extras that all have to just pay attention to me. This is my scene, right? This is mine. And so that's another reason why I was like, girl, you better show up. Luckily, I've been seeing how some of the other actors are handling the script, how they're massaging the script. This is this type of director and this writer, thank God, aren't. Like, I made sure they got their words, but they also aren't so. They're like, if it works, if it fits within the character, it's funny and it still moves the scene, the direction that we're supposed to move it in. We're okay with a little bit of play. So I'm now getting comfortable asking the director, hey, I want to try something. Are you cool with this? He was like, okay, we're going to get 2 takes the way it's written, and then I would love to see it that way. And so the script is already funny, but then I was like, all right, get ready. When I tell you, I was all gas, no brakes, and seeing over 100 people who are supposed to be in a moment acting, and they all bust out laughing because they weren't expecting what I did. I was just like, chef's kiss. And then staying in the moment, I was like, and I'm going to keep going. Don't you worry. You're about to keep getting it. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to get all of this. To have one of the actors who I feel like is a little cold to me, like, and this is just his personality. I'm not trying to say he's doing it directly to me. He's just cold. Him come up from the back and was like, that last thing you said, he was like, it was almost too much to me. He said, I almost lost it. He was like, I can't even believe it. And I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. But what really, two things that happened that just got like solidified for me, like, all right, girl, like, don't worry about this. It was three things. One was the female producer. When we finished that scene, she was like, she was saying, oh, my God, it was so good, guys. And then she looked at me. She said, oh, my God, we are so lucky we found you. She was like, you are hysterical. And I just started hopping up like a little bunny. I was like, thank you. Because I needed to hear that. I needed that validation. I don't care how much I was in there like Beyonce. Like, I got this. Who Run the World? Angel. No, I still needed to hear it. But then what was really fire was when the CBS exec, these are the people that say yay or nay, okay? These are the ones that hold the decision. He was like, your ad-libs. He was like, those were hilarious. He was like, oh, you. And then he pointed out the certain ad-libs. I was like, thank you. Got lots more of them if you need them. Got a whole 6 seasons worth of ad-libs. If you want them, got them for you.
It's like longer than that.
Listen, and then I shot my last scene with Jayma Mays, who was one of the stars of Glee, which I watched faithfully because I am a big child. Me and her had a scene together. We went toe-to-toe. And I don't know if I told you this. I think I did. Like I said, we have the same manager. She called my manager up. And my manager then calls me up. This is after we done already came back to, we've all gone back home. And he was like, I needed you to know this, but Jayma said, out of every single person there, you are by far, and everybody's talented. When y'all, this cast of people was ridiculous. The funniest person on that set, and I fit my character. She felt like almost more than anybody. Like I had already, like it sometimes takes you a couple of episodes to figure your character out. Yeah. And she was like, Angel's already there. And I was like, because Angel showed up. It's Angel.
Like, Mayor, psh, I'm going to be Angel.
Angel was like, then what if Angel was a mayor?
Me, yeah.
How's this going to go? This going to look like that. So it was a beautiful compliment coming out of it. So regardless, I feel like I won. I feel like, one, I didn't want to waste my husband's time. Like, I realize the sacrifice you're making with me being gone and you having the kids full time. That's not the life you've ever envisioned for yourself of having. I mean, while there might be benefits of what my life is bringing into our family life, obviously, hopefully more money, more opportunities. There are also some things that aren't so great. But I did not want to be gone for 3 weeks and not basically show my ass in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like that's wasting your time. Wasting my time, too. Wasting everybody's time. But, you know, you're my partner in this. So I didn't want to be like, well, I could have did this and I could have. Well, then why didn't you do it? I'm here with these kids. So what was like the hardest thing for you?
Just the you know, even before this, before the tour, any of that stuff, just the family being apart. It's been times where like I would fly back home without the family, or Angel would fly back home. This is before, you know, even when I've had to work out of you know, out of town and everything, I just don't like the fact of my family being apart. So that was literally the biggest thing, is like not the whole, you know, not everybody being there together. And just that. And then luckily, like Amara, he's he kind of flows, goes with the flow, so it wasn't as difficult for him. I know it's more difficult for you,
yeah,
not being around him because he's been with him being the youngest. But luckily they all went with the flow again. They were good for me too. For me, it was just like an exhausting time of like, all right, just hunkering down and getting everything done and making sure they were picked up and fed and put in bed and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But that was the hardest part for me, literally just us not all being together. Like the disappointment of, well, one, the death, two, the Great Wolf Lodge, and that's doing that spring break thing as a whole. Because I was already disappointed about having to miss that.
Yeah.
Whatever. Then I didn't miss it. I was actually there, but then you still not being there and still dealing with everything mentally. It's been a crazy couple months.
It has. It has. The craziness has not stopped.
It ain't stopped. Even more recently. It's like, God dang, really?
Yeah. We will, if the show gets picked up, we will have a watch party. Absolutely. We're not even playing games. It's going to be epic. We'll have a watch party specifically for Patreon too. But what I will say is, y'all be praying. I personally would love this show to shoot in Los Angeles,
yes,
as I think most people would. I mean, where it is shooting does still allow me to pop in home because it's not all the way across to the other side of the country. Mm-hmm. But I would love, based off of all the downtime I had, I was there for 3 weeks. I worked for maybe 5 days. It would be great to have all that downtime with my family.
Yeah, definitely.
So for those of y'all who be praying, go on ahead and go get on the main line.
If you don't pray, meditate.
Send some energy somewhere.
Yeah, put that vibe and that energy in the air.
So that's the story. We were supposed to talk about how we argue, but we'll save that for another podcast. I'll let Bree know that. Our producer. But our last segment before we close it up is typically we do 10 out of 10 recommend. But today we're going to do what we absolutely don't want you to try. 10 out of 10. Don't you do it. Don't you try it. You will be frustrated. Don't ever, 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 ever do it. I feel like there's so many things I can name off right now.
It's hard to pinpoint.
What I would not recommend is Inventing Anna on Netflix. I watched that show. I listened to that terrible accent for all 10 episodes, terrible. And I gave the girl the benefit of the doubt because she was on Ozark and she did that very thick Southern accent. And then when I heard Anna talk, the real one, I was like, that is not. She talked like this the entire movie. I do not have time for this. I do not have. And then I listened to the real girl, and she had the lightest accent. She was like, so I come here. Like, it was very, very light German accent. I don't know what Etch-a-Sketch accent that she made up, but it was terrible. Like, I
sit here, do this, and fold your tongue, the R's this way.
It
like
was
Marcus, that ain't it. That's what it sounded like to me.
It was horrible. The writing, I just felt like, listen, I love me some Shonda Rhimes, but she was not. But you know, Shonda's good for that. Having people have desires or do things where their intentions aren't clear. Mm-hmm. And so these people are just, now granted, the woman scammed a lot of folk. I can understand some of the scams. I can understand how you scam an institution. I can understand how you scam a hotel. But scamming somebody out of being with their newborn daughter, you got to give me more than, I need to know why she's like this. Girl, you should be tired. Mm-hmm. You should have some postpartum. What are you talking about? So 10 out of 10, don't watch that. Anna Delvey, do not watch that show, that poor crazy white woman. I was like, is she a leprechaun? Because the spell she's casting on these people is not making no sense to me. What would you not recommend?
The one I wouldn't recommend is more of an unpopular opinion, and most people are probably already watching it. And just by me saying not to watch this crap, probably going to make you go watch it. And unfortunately, us as a group, meaning the Fredericks, we're going to start reviewing this stupid show, is The Ultimatum.
Oh, my God, today.
It is disgusting. I hate this show. If we could find anything else to review, to even put a serious relationship in that type of predicament or in that, it's the dumbest, the absolute dumbest concept.
Yeah.
It is just idiotic, and everybody's loving this show. I watched, I think, 1.5 episodes. I forced myself through the first one. I said, I got to stick in here. Got halfway through a second one. I was like, this is stupid.
That's exactly how I felt.
People's reasonings for doing it. Well, I just want to make sure. If you want to make sure, then just go date somebody else. Just say, let's take a break and see other people. It's the absolute.
But then you don't get paid for it or become famous and get more Instagram
followers.
And
that's what it is. It's like, I hate it. I hate shows that just a concept just for a show and nothing else.
Well,
absolutely not looking to do anything positive or anything like we're trying to help this. You're not trying to help. You're just trying to make good TV. I hate it.
We are going to watch it together. I believe.
Don't watch it. Nobody watch it, so they pull it down. Make the ratings horrible. So we do not have to continue to review this show.
This is what Marcus is saying. I want to see if this is the same thing he's saying next week once we've watched a bunch of episodes, because it's probably going to get so messy.
No, it's going to get annoying.
Listen, I think that's...
Oh, my God. You know, Charles...
Marcus, listen to me. Listen to me.
Talking about them people.
Listen, let me tell you. This is how he felt about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. But
there
the
was
right
one person that turned into,
but it don't matter.
I ain't watched it since. Because that boy Apollo, Apollo was such a mess. I was like, that's just good entertainment.
And I feel like
I didn't even get into it. Hold on, real quick. I didn't even get into it until you was watching it one time, and I was like, yeah, this boy's crazy. And I knew just enough from walking past the TV. And to where they cornered him, it was like, so did you lie about you and an old girl approaching you about sex? He was like, yeah. And just admitted to lying for like months and
yes.
Like, hold up, wait, what the happened? And Angel explained it. I said, oh, this is hilarious.
But I think an ultimatum, there's a couple of moments like that.
Ain't nobody as crazy as
listen,
a follower. I don't care.
Listen, this, oh. I don't, you don't watch this enough show, reality TV to know that there are people.
These people are still, I don't know.
There are people who
so
are
Apollo
crazy.
Apollo was real life. Like,
some of these people are real life.
No, they ain't.
I don't have high hopes for real for Ultimatum, but because so many people are drawn in, and I'm talking about so many people are like mouth open, like, what the heck was that? You know what I feel like it is? I feel like. It's going to be like the tea that I be giving you where first I think, listen, okay, it don't matter. You could go in with whatever mindset. It is your choice.
I'm going in folded arms, head down, bottom lip poked out kind of mindset.
Now, if you change it, you're going to come back on here and
you
be like.
You can replay this and I'll willingly admit I was wrong. Highly doubt that's going to happen.
Oh, well, even if you were wrong, you're not going to admit it.
Get past their voices.
You're going to be like, it's still annoying, but when old dude said.
I can't even get past their voices lets me know I'm about to hate this show.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, my God.
It's okay, baby.
Don't watch it, y'all.
I love it.
Everybody start emailing Netflix. Take it down. It's offensive.
They've all already watched it.
Oh. Stop.
Never stop. Take it out your mind. Tell them you hated it. Well, all right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Is this going to cause an argument? You can follow me, That Chick Angel, across all platforms at That Chick Angel, except for Twitter, which is Angel the Actress, but I'm That Chick Angel or That Chick Angel TV on YouTube and TikTok. Where can they find you, baby?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ann on the Gram, Facebook, Marcus Ann on the Book. You can find me on TikTok at Tank Don't Talk, and I don't be talking. I need to upload them videos. And you can also check out my other podcast called Let Us Tell It with me and Greg Guzman. Make sure y'all go over there to Tanksley TV. That's where it's at, on Tanksley TV. Check out Let Us Tell It. Check out their podcast. Make sure you go over there and like, subscribe.
Now see how excited he is about this podcast?
Up. Yeah.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy you found something to be excited about.
You saying I ain't excited about this?
That's not what I said.
Okay. Make sure y'all go check it out.
Please check out our sponsors, Nutrafol, Rothy's, Best Fiends, Four Sigmatic, and Stamps. Please use our promo codes and our links. We leave all of that information in the show notes of the podcast, because when you support them, you support us. And again, you can join our Patreon for $5 at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. And until next Wednesday, you guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you later.
Have a good one, fam.
Bye.